This is Decoded 8 Book for December 23rd. The 20th century was a time of rapid change. Americans were beginning to take to the roads in their automobiles, and daring young men and women were taking to the skies in their flying machines. Advances like the phonograph came fast and furious, and talking motion pictures and the radio were just around the corner. But some people had a difficult time adjusting to the fast pace of societal changes. John Dundon, a McKenzie County farmer, had a plan. He was quite sure that when the railroad came through the county, he would enjoy a windfall. He planned to sell the right-of-way across his land for a tidy sum. But the railroad didn't come, and Dundon thought he had identified the problem. He became convinced that airships were flying over his farm, discouraging the railroad from buying his land. The more he thought about the airships, the angrier he got. He even took to throwing axes at the imaginary aircraft, but was unable to bring one down. When the axe proved ineffective, Dundon began shooting at the aircraft. Dundon's neighbors grew concerned and approached the local authorities. Deputy Sheriff Shepherd arrived to transport Dundon to the asylum at Jamestown. Dundon claimed that James J. Hill was behind the scheme to cheat him out of the sale of his right-of-way. He said Hill was sending the airship after him. After managing to escape from the asylum, Dundon made his way back home. He was not free for long. He was captured on this date in 1909, just 2 days after his escape. He continued to insist that no matter where he went, James J. Hill sent the airship after him. He was returned to the asylum and placed in treatment. Dundon continued to claim that there was a conspiracy against him and said he was being held in the asylum to cheat him out of his claim. The public's fascination with Dundon gradually faded, and his name disappeared from the newspapers. Still, many Americans could sympathize with his difficulty adjusting to the major societal changes spurred by technological innovations and social movements like women's suffrage. Today's Decoded 8 Book was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded 8 Book is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.